770 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What a nice day. It's going to warm up today. There's a storm coming in. And fortunately for all of us, the whole East Coast, it's a warm storm. California got between 3 and 5 inches, and some places got even more. And it's bringing in warm air from Florida along with it and from the Gulf, which means it's going to be rain. Can you imagine if the weather conditions were right and we had 3 to 5 inches of moisture in the clouds and it was cold enough to change it to snow? It would be the blizzard of 2010. So consider yourself very lucky that the air is going to be warm. The one thing that you want to do is if you live in an area where you have sores or drainage, culverts and things, see if you can open them up with a shovel. That way when the snow does melt and the rain does come down heavy, we'll have a place to go, and that way it won't build up in your yard or around your house. Let it, give it room to get away from where you live. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's up first this hour?
Okay, first up we have Dick on the line who's calling about Aspidistra.
Okay, Dick, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Paul, I have an old Aspidistra plant, and when I say old, my grandmother had it in her outside porch for years, and when I was growing up, I saw it out there, and my father inherited it, and he kept it in the basement in very dry conditions. The soil was just like, you know, taken out of the garden in a big pot and by a window. And it was sort of, it was bushy and it was doing amazingly, because he only watered it once in a while, it did okay. Then I got hold of it when he passed away, and this was now 50 years since I first saw it, or 60 years since I first saw it in my grandmother's house, and I don't know how long she's had it. I thought I'd do it a favor, and I would, because it was, you know, rocky soil, and it was dry, and it was in a great big pot. So I thought I'd repot it, which I did, and I was surprised when I took it out of the original pot that there was only a little bit of root growth. I mean, only about, you know, 2 or 3 inches down in this huge pot that he had it in. But after I did that, the plant, didn't seem to do very well. Even though I fed it and watered it and put it into a sort of a north-facing area. And since that time, it's been gradually dying back. The tips of the plants, the tips of the leaves get very get brown, and then they they'll start to die.
Yeah.
And I just don't know how to take care of it. I use Miracle-Gro on it. And I water, I keep it, you know, I'm very careful about how I keep it, but I hate to see it die after all these years.
Right. The common name of Aspidistra, and you'll understand, is called cast iron plant. And it's an old plant. It's been around for years and years and years. Because of just what you said, it could take neglect. It could take all kinds of temperature changes. It could take low light. I mean, it is a tough plant. But what happened is when you repotted it, you probably disturbed some of the roots. And what I would suggest that you do for February and March. See, your sun really isn't that strong right now, and the length of the day is fairly short compared to, you know, June, July, and August. So what I would do is I would move it into a south-facing window, and that's going to give it more sunlight and help the foliage to send energy that it's going to make with the sunlight down to the roots to help to rejuvenate that root system and to bring it back to normalcy. In the meantime, run it on the dry side. You don't want it to go bone dry, but you don't want to be watering it every week. Cut it back so that you take your index finger, you push it into the pot of soil a couple of inches deep and a couple of knuckles, and if it feels moist, leave it alone. And feed it on a monthly basis. It doesn't need any more than that, but it should recover for you. Now, when you're in the garden center, there is the new technology in gardening is a product called Mycorrhiza. And Mycorrhiza is doing the same thing that phosphorus fertilizer does. It encourages the root system of any plant to almost double in size. And it's not that the root system doubles. Mycorrhiza is a bacteria or a fungus, and it attaches itself to the leaf, to the root, and it grows like spaghetti. And it's able to move through the soil faster than a root will grow, and it can pick up water that the plant needs and fertilizer that is commonly not available to the plant. You have to wait for the microbes to break it down. Well, this Mycorrhiza can do that. So when you go to your nursery, see if you can find the Mycorrhiza. Now, a company called Organica, they have a fertilizer called Plant Booster Plus. And it's a granular fertilizer that you mix with water, or you can just sprinkle it. And it contains Mycorrhiza. And the people at the store that sells Organica fertilizer, they will have this product. And I would use this instead of something that you're currently using because of the Mycorrhiza. Organica has it on their lawn fertilizer and shrubbery fertilizer and flower fertilizer. And it's working so good that Espoma, the company that makes Holly Tone and Plant Tone, have added it to their fertilizers. That's how good it is. And they've had the same formula for over 50 years. Three generations of one family owned and still do Espoma. And they've made the first changes in over 50 years, and that formula was changed by adding Mycorrhiza. See if you can find that, but move it to a place where it's going to get more sun. Don't let it get wet, and have some patience with it, and it will come back for you. Its name is Cast Iron, and it will come back. Thank you, Dick. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Mary on the line who's calling about her violets.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, Mary. Mary, you there?
Yes, I'm there, Paul.
Okay, what is your question about your violets, Mary?
First, I want to tell you, while waiting, I've been thumbing through the papers, and you know spring is coming when you see them advertising the bathing suits already.
That's true.
Well, my question about the violets are, I've got two small plants, pots, and I water them, and every time I water them, I fertilize it, but I haven't had any little blooms or flowers for quite a long while.
Okay. What I want you to do with your African violets is from September until May, your violets can be put in a south-facing window where they're going to get more sun. From May 1st until the end of August to early September, then they should be in an area where they're going to get either morning or late in the day. But right now, your sun isn't as high in the sky, it's not as bright, and it doesn't last as long because the days are shorter. And I think if you can move them where they're going to get more sunlight, that will encourage them to give you more and more flowers.
Mm-hmm.
An African violet is in the same family that is called a long day plant. Poinsettias, Christmas cactus, are short days. They need the short days to flower. The African violet needs long days. So move them into the sun, continue what you're doing, and the blooms will come. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the breadline may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. Great day to start thinking about spring. 56 days. In 50 days, it's daylight savings. And Valentine's Day is in 3 weeks. So I'm giving you guys a warning. Don't forget Valentine's Day. Believe me. You'll never hear the end of it. Jared, who's up next?
Up next, we have Maureen on the line, who's got some questions about pruning a couple plants.
Okay. Maureen, good morning. How can we help you with the pruning?
Hi, Paul. Good morning. It's regarding two different plants. The first one I want to ask about is I have witch hazel. They're about, 5 years old, and I'm going to say they're around 7 foot tall, and I haven't touched them since I planted them, but they look unruly and wild, and I'm not sure whether I can neaten them up. Or should I just learn to love it as it is? But
No. Now, have they started blooming yet?
No, not yet. I look forward to that.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, you can have a foot of snow on the ground, and that witch hazel will come out with those yellow, or there's different colors, but the yellow one, and the flower looks like the horn that you blow on New Year's Eve, or that party whistle. And it gets longer and longer, and when the sun sets and it gets cold, it curls right back up again. But it blooms during, February and March when it's really cold. If you prune it now, you'll lose all of the flowers.
Right.
So let it bloom, and I'm going to say during April when the blooming is all done, but before the new growth comes out, just walk up to the plant and say, hey, you're getting too big, you're too wild, and take that 6 foot tall plant, cut it back to like 4 feet. Take a foot or two off of it, give it a real nice shape, fertilize it with a granular food like Plant Tone fertilizer. And for a plant that size, I would probably give it at least 2 pounds of fertilizer, which would be about 3, maybe 4 good handfuls, and scratch it into the ground underneath the plant, and when the new growth comes, it will fill right in, and you'll have something that you can enjoy the overall shape.
Now, I'm sorry, what fertilizer did you say? I missed that part.
Plant tone.
Plant tone, okay.
Yeah, you can find that at just about every garden center.
Okay, great. My second plant is year before last, at the kind of an end-of-year sale, I bought several peewee hydrangea. So we enjoyed them all last year. I really liked it. But what I'm noticing is growing out of the center are these very tall canes. They're like about 6 feet tall. So that was a bit of a surprise. So I'm wondering, what do I do about that? Can I prune them, or should I just, again, let them be?
No. The thing that's happened, these peewee or the dwarf plants, sometimes they're grafted. Sometimes it's something that's done with the genetics of the plants. And every now and then you'll get this shoot that will be way out of the character of the original plant. And the best thing to do is just to take that right off. I have, for example, at my home, a weeping cherry called a snow fountain. And the snow fountain gets to be about 6 feet across and about maybe 8 feet tall. So it stays pretty tight. The pink one, the Japanese variety, will get 15 to 20 feet tall and 15 to 25 feet wide. So I like the white one because it does great in this one particular garden. And every now and then, out of the very top of the tree will be a shoot that goes straight up. And what that is varieties of plants like this are grafted. And the plant that it's grafted to is trying to take control, and it's sending out these buds, and with the hope that it would choke out the ones that were grafted on it. So, you know, if there's no flower buds on it, cut them right off. Otherwise, your dwarf plant will start to get real big, real fast, and that will defeat the purpose of having a peewee or a dwarf type plant. So you have total control. Say, hey, I want you to stay small, take your pruners and cut them right off. If we can help you, the number to call, it's toll free, 800-259-9231. Give us a call right now, and we'll help you with your garden. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore. Have you ever traveled with the Fall Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. UAAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Mike on the line, who's calling with a mole problem and also about wisteria.
Okay, Mike, good morning. How can we help you with your garden today?
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good.
We have a wisteria here that's, we have it on a trellis. It's about, the sides are 8 feet tall and 4 feet across. And throughout the years, the thing has been kind of going wild, growing heavier on one side and lighter on the other side. And we trim it down. But up on top, we have it's probably 4 to 5 feet high with small, swirly shoots. And we're wondering, when is the best time to cut that, and how far can we cut it back?
Okay. When I lived in Massachusetts, I worked at a nursery called Kennedy's Country Gardens, and we had a wisteria tree that we planted right in front of the garden center. And over the years, it was my tree. I mean, I really took care of this, and it had a trunk that It was probably about 10, 11 inches in diameter with a multitude of branches. Ice storms had hit it. It had broken it. I had cabled it. But what I did is it would bloom around Mother's Day, south of Austin. And on the 4th of July, I would cut back that long, stringy shoots, because it would make 5-6 feet of new growth a year. I would take about 80% of those shoots right off the plant, and I did it always 4th of July. And what happened was, instead of the plant getting longer and longer and longer, the branches and the stems got thicker and thicker. The tree, or the vine, makes the buds for the following May during July, August, and September. So by cutting it back at that time of the year, stopping the new growth, the plant could now concentrate on making flower buds. And I'll tell you, when that plant came into bloom, people would stop when they were driving in their cars and come in and take pictures. And it was something that was very common on Mother's Day of people standing in front of the tree taking pictures of it or having pictures of them in front of that tree. It was that beautiful. And it was just solid, probably 15 feet wide, 10 feet tall and wide, absolutely gorgeous. But I pruned it every year, 4th of July. I took about 80% of that long, stringy growth. And then I would feed it with phosphorus, 020 superphosphate. And during July and August, I always gave it extra water. And that seemed to help it flower even more. Now, what was your second plant, Mike?
The second question was, we're on the Cape, and we have an extensive mold problem. We've tried the castor oil. We've tried the smoke bombs. They have the upper hand here. We just can't get rid of them.
Okay. And you've put down products in the fall of the year?
Yes.
Okay. So when the snow melts, they're all over the place?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Then it's got to be, your soil is very sandy. It's very easy for them to make tunnels. And they are feeding on things like Japanese beetle grubs in your ground. What I would suggest that you do is in the spring, put down something to control the Japanese beetle grubs. And if you can eliminate the food source, that will be a big part in eliminating them. They spend the summer in areas where it's wooded, tall grasses, or plant beds that have bark mulch in it. So in the fall and then again in the spring, if you use the castor oil base type products by treating the perimeter of your property and into the lawn at both times of the year, and then putting down products to control the grubs. Now, coming out this spring, and I haven't seen this in a long, long time, and I'm really excited about it. There's a company from Canada, and they are going to be selling live nematodes. And the only way your garden center can sell them is if they're refrigerated. It's going to come in a styrofoam ball. You break open the ball. The product is put into one of those bottle sprayers that you attach to your hose to put on Miracle-Gro or something like that. You water it into your lawn, and when the ground warms up, the nematodes are microscopic worms that will move through the soil, and they feed on grubs. They will not hurt worms, earthworms, in your soil, only grub-type insects. And it's something that you have to do every spring. We have them in our soils throughout New England, but when winter comes, a lot of them have been killed due to the freezing of the ground. But this is the first time in many, many years, and these are all raised in Canada where the climate is colder, and They say one application will control all of the grubs in your lawn in just a matter of a few short weeks. So as we get closer, I'll give you the information on that. But try the castor oil spring and fall, especially into the wild growth that you have, and then try this. And if you can eliminate their food source, I think you're going to eliminate the problem also. Thank you, Mike. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Fred on the line, who's got a question about growing roses.
Okay, Fred, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I've been trying to grow some tea roses here for some time, several years, and I live near the salt water. I don't know if that has an effect on it or not, but the problem is the first batch of blooms in the spring, they come up pretty nice, and the bush is full of nice green leaves. But as the season progresses, I get black spots on it, and the leaves fall off. Now, I've had some better success with the knockout roses, but the tea roses, they give me a problem. I was wondering what suggestion you might have.
Yeah, the knockouts are newer hybrids, and they're more disease-resistant. Floribunda, my favorite rose, and I found this rose many, many years ago. I used to live in Scituate, Mass., which is south shore of Boston, and one day I was making a delivery to a house in Cohasset, and the house was right on the edge of the water like you. And she had planted a rose called Fairy. And Fairy is a weeping-type rose, grows about 2 to 3 feet tall and about 3 to 4 feet wide, and it's covered with clusters of tiny pink flowers. And I was just fascinated with it, and I said to her, why? I can't believe these things are doing so good. She said, I have tried all kinds of roses, and this Fairy rose has no diseases. It will take the wind and the salt spray, and it's absolutely incredible. If you want to grow a tea is more likely to have fungus. And what you need to do with a tea rose, because what creates disease is moisture. And you get fog, and when you get a storm, you get the spray from the ocean coming in, so that the leaves stay wet a lot longer near the ocean or a lake than you would if you were inland and you weren't near a body of water. So what you need to do is you need to get a product like Serenade, and you need to apply it every couple of weeks from the very beginning of the year. Unfortunately, the product that did probably the most incredible job was called Messenger, and Messenger is no longer being manufactured on the retail, only on the commercial level. But Serenade is very good. It was designed for the tomato industry in Florida, and it will take care of powdery mildew and black spot. And all of the nurseries and garden centers carry it, and it's totally organic and natural. So look for that at your garden center, but you need to do it every 2 weeks on a regular basis. And the other thing is, never water at night, never get the leaves wet when you're watering. I mean, if you have a sprinkler system and the sprinkler is watering the roses, there's your problem right there.
Yeah, I have a soaker hose is what I use.
You use soaker hoses around them?
Yes.
Now, do you clean around the plants in the spring and put down a fresh layer of bark mulch?
Yes.
Okay. Because if you can get the old leaves out and you can cover the leaves that have crumbled, you're preventing those spores from becoming airborne.
Okay. But I usually use a peat moss.
Okay. Peat moss is fine. Okay. Peat moss is fine. But what I want you to be watching is if peat moss is really shredded really fine rather than being chunky and you have a lot of wind where you are, the peat moss will literally dry up and blow away.
Okay.
What you could try is, being that you live on Cape Cod, I'm sure there's probably a cranberry bog near you, and some of the cranberry bogs will sell the cranberry hulls. When I lived in Scituate, we had a couple of cranberry bogs that we would buy several yards from them over the year, and people loved it. It's like little cups similar to cocoa mulch, and that doesn't blow with the wind. Bark mulch definitely doesn't blow. And you can use cedar if you want to make it red. You can use pine bark that's either brown or black. And compost. I mean, you can make your own compost or buy compost by the bag and put compost half to three-quarters of an inch or even thicker right on top of the ground. And that will push the spores in the ground so that they don't become airborne. So you give that a try. But the main thing is, put the Serenade every couple of weeks, and if we get into a wet spell or a really humid spell, do it every week. Roses are a lot of work.
Yes, but they're beautiful. They're worth it.
Oh, yeah. It's worth all of it, believe me, as well you know. Thank you, Fred. Good luck, and let us know how you make out, okay?
Thanks, Paul. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye, Fred. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Give us a call. We're going to work together. And we mentioned earlier, if you want to get a whole list of seed catalogs, just think about it. A day like today, you could sit at the kitchen table while you listen to the show and go through a whole bunch of seed catalogs. Go to paulparent.com. That's my website. The bottom right corner, it says Garden Club Topics. Click on there, a new page will open, and you'll see seed catalogs. Click on there, and there's like, I think like 60 or 70 seed catalogs listed with links directly built to their website. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil and watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to those phone lines. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Ann on the line who's got some questions about chicken manure.
Ann, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Morning, Paul. I'd like to know how long after you put fresh chicken manure in the garden can you plant in it?
Now, you mean fresh out of the hen house?
My coop. Fresh out of my coop.
Fresh out of the coop. I would let it sit at least 30 days.
That's enough?
It's not that the chicken manure is really hot. It's the chicken manure is dry compared to cow manure, and there's urine in it. So you want to let that urine come out of it because you could burn. So the best thing for you to do would be take that chicken manure out of the hen house. If you can mix it with some straw or some sawdust and create a mound, keep it wet, and in a minimum of 30 days, I would say if you could go 60 would be even better. But if you can mix it with some type of a organic matter, it will help it to break down and to cool off faster. Chicken manure that you buy dried is heated and it takes a lot of the ammonia out of it. So take it out, mix it with a little bit of sawdust or straw or grass clippings or compost that you have now and let it sit for at least 30 days. 60 would be much, much better. Water so that it stays nice and warm to get rid of that ammonia and you'd be ready to go. And thank you. Jared, we get one more in here before the top of the hour?
Yeah, we can sneak one more in. We have Matt on the line who's got a question about moss.
Matt, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Pleasure to talk with you. Long-time listener.
Thank you.
My question is, I've got moss growing on several of my trees in my yard, fruit, cherry blossom, oak trees, It's like a 1-inch tall moss, and it seems to chase the branches all the way to the tips. It doesn't hang on the trunks, but it's always on the branches. I was wondering, how can I get rid of that?
Okay. You live on Cape Cod?
I'm in Mattapoisett. It's near the Cape.
Yeah. The reason that you have that is because you basically have water all the way around you. You have water to the north and you have water to the south. And the air is very, very moist. And that makes it ideal for this moss or lichens to grow on the plant. Now, if it's a silvery gray one and an inch or more, that lichen is not growing into the tree. It's attached itself to the bark of the tree and is living in harmony. Like if you were to go down south, down to Florida or Mississippi, your coastal tropical areas, you would see Spanish moss dangling from the trees.
Mm-hmm.
Same family. And it's not hurting the trees at all.
Okay. But it makes the trees look pretty scraggly. I mean, the branches will drop leaves after a partial way through the season. They start to drop leaves, and they look really, really stick-like, not a lot of foliage.
Yeah. The problem is there's no type of a vegetation killer that you could put on that would hurt that and not hurt the leaves.
Uh-huh.
So that if you got some type of a weed killer and they got absorbed into the foliage of the tree, then you would have a problem. I know that during the Christmas time, you can tell a Christmas tree that comes from Nova Scotia because it has that moss growing inside the Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it look even prettier. And that's the same principle. It's growing because there's a lot more humidity and a lot more moisture in the air on a year-round basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's getting to be where it's, what it does is it also blocks the sunlight. So the sunlight comes in, it acts like putting your hand in front of the leaves, blocking
right.
the light, so the leaves are not getting as much direct sunlight, and they're falling apart. So, you know, if it's really bad and you want to pull some of it off, takes a few minutes, and you know, do a little bit every day, and that will help it. But there really is nothing that you can spray on it that would kill just that and not hurt the tree. And because it's not a parasitic plant, it really doesn't hurt the tree, but it takes away from the overall appearance.